First guest this afternoon is Meredith from the ACT Cultural Facilities Corporation. Welcome, Meredith.
Hi, Glenn.
Good to have you here. Now, that's a highfalutin title for what happens for the things that part of the ACT government looks after. But Meredith, do you want to just tell us a little bit about what your role is in the Cultural Facilities Corporation?
I'm a program producer, so it means I come up with public programs. So that can be anything from designing a house tour for one of the historic places, or creating a craft workshop for children, organising artists to deliver workshops at one of our sites, lots of different things.
Yeah, because the ACT is a little bit different to the other states. Often the historic places are under the control of the National Trust, but we don't have that here in Canberra. It's the Cultural Facilities Corporation, which is a wholly ACT government-owned entity that looks after Lanyon Homestead, Calthorpe's House, Mugga Mugga Cottage, the Canberra Museum and Gallery,
That's right.
I think most recently it's taken on Albert Hall.
That's right, that's a new, exciting new venture that we're overseeing as well.
So that will be quite interesting. So all that's run by the ACT government, and it means that there's a lot of programs that are run, and clearly that's your role and what you're here to talk about today. So where will we start, Meredith? What would you like to talk about to start with?
Well, we're getting pretty excited about Kids Day Out that's coming up at Lanyon Homestead. We're very lucky and happy again to be a satellite site for Floriard in 2025. Floriard runs, I think it started on the weekend,
didn't it?
And it runs until the 12th of October. And on Saturday the 27th, we've got our big Floriard event at Lanyon, which is it's designed for children and families to come and enjoy the site. Yeah,
so Lanyon Homestead is a bit of a gem in the crown of the ACT historic properties in some ways, and certainly it's the part that's here in Tuggeranong with us. It's just down there, south of the suburbs of Gordon and Banks. So very handy for Tuggeranong residents. So our listening area here, but it's a resource for all of Canberra and beyond. In terms of a big Floriard event and it being a satellite site for Floriard, what does that mean? What's happening down at Lanyon Homestead in connection with Floriard?
Well, our gardeners have been working very hard to make the gardens look beautiful, as you can imagine, and there are a lot of beautiful flowers planted. And then we also have the surrounding Lanyon Bowl area, which is full of beautiful plants as well. And then we have garden tours. I mean, Floriard this year, the theme is science and art. So we have lots of garden tours and house tours for our usual offerings as well. And they're our sort of general weekend things. And we also have a program for Floriard. So that includes a couple of things that are still open for booking. We have the Six Seasons with Tyrone Bell. And Tyrone's going to come and talk about how Ngunnawal peoples have read the landscape and continue to read the landscape. So looking at different flowering plants, different reptiles, how they behave, in order to understand the six different seasons for Ngunnawal people. That tour's coming up. We've also got, as I mentioned, garden and science tours, so a particular focus on the scientific aspects of the plants out at Lanyon. And we've also got Microscopic Wonders, which is a microscope activity that families can rent from the shop for $5, and they can go and study all of the little tiny details of plants with their microscopes.
Sounds fascinating. The scientific details of some of the plants there, can you sort of elaborate on that at all as to what's coming out of that?
The ones that I find interesting, I mean, I think when you look around at Lanyon, if you look at the surrounding landscapes, you can see all of the indigenous plants and the eucalypts. And then when you look at the plants around the homestead itself, you see all of these introduced species that show the colonial settlement, I guess, and some that have come from far afield, like the great big bunya trees.
Yes.
That were planted by the Cunningham family. But they're so extraordinary. But they're also a bit incongruous in that landscape. And so for me, that sort of social history part of the plants and how they've managed to kind of survive there.
Yeah, quite unusual, those giant bunya pines. There's two really big ones and one that's not quite as big. Still a big tree, but not quite as big because it was planted later. But they must be coming up for over 150, 160 years old. But it's a Queensland plant and very thirsty in a landscape that is hasn't got... Yeah, it's that, like, the rainfall there is not as high as what it is even in some other parts of Canberra, and certainly nowhere near what it is up in Queensland or in that Bunya Mountains range where they're sort of native to. And yet they're thriving, and they're huge trees, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty not far from the river there, so they probably, I'm sure their roots go pretty deep, and they must get a lot of water from the river, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
But they certainly have thrived there.
Yeah, they're a big feature, certainly. And then some of the other plants there that had various medicinal purposes in the past, I think.
Yeah, well, Tyrone's tour will go through those, I think, because certainly the First Nations knowledge of the plants throughout the region is the richest sort of source of scientific information, I guess, that we have.
No, so that's really quite interesting. So other activities, so the kids will have a chance to look through a microscope, or anybody with the kids is...
With Kids Day Out, yes, we're going to have... there are going to be some microscopes set up and also some zine activity making, so children can go around and create their own zine and document some of the botanics around the area and look at them closely underneath the microscope. We've also got other activities like cyanotype printing, so that's a scientific process as well, where you can capture impressions of plants that are around the place. We'll have rain painting, so children can experiment with different kinds of water-based media and then see how they behave when you rain on them with a watering can or sprinkle some water with your fingers. We've got toddler and baby activities as well. We've got a baby station where they can experience lots of sensory play, and we've got pasta flower making to respond to the garden. So lots of different craft activities. We've also got Lucky Jim coming to perform some music. He's going to do three sets throughout the day. And of course families are welcome to bring a picnic, but there will also be food. And lots of the cafe will be open. There'll be a sausage sizzle.
Yeah, because there's some lovely lawns there around the house, so you can sort of go off and find a bit of a private spot, for yourself and set up a blanket under the trees. And there's a couple of picnic tables and whatever. You can bring some chairs, and it's not that far to walk from the car park to sort of carry your blanket and chairs and esky or whatever in with you. And of course, the cafe is quite nice too, with quite a big outdoor area that looks out across the fields and Lanyon Bowl and across to the mountains, and which is looking quite spectacular at the moment. The grass is so green, the wattle is yellow, the pink blossoms, and against a blue sky, it's really spectacular down there. But
I was really admiring the wattle on my drive down here today. It's gorgeous.
It's really nice. And I think from all those things you were just talking about, even though we're talking about a historic place and a museum, it's not a static, musty old place. There's a lot happens down there.
Yeah, well, we'd like to make it accessible for people because, it really is for everyone there to enjoy all the time, but we don't always realise that. So having lots of activities to engage people to come and enjoy the gardens and the house in different ways is important. It should be as accessible to children as it is to everybody else.
Yeah, because a lot of people sort of come down to visit and say, they went there on a school excursion years ago, and these are people in their 30s and 40s and beyond and whatever, and it's their first time back. And I must admit I'd been down there 20-odd years ago and hadn't been back for that long. But really it is the sort of place that you can go to a couple of times a year, and it'll be different in each season, and there are a range of activities that are happening all the time. Because the other thing that's happening down there at the moment is the Lanyon Art Prize.
That's right.
Is on display. People can come down, and whereas it normally costs you money to go in and do a tour of the house, you can go into the house and have a look at the art display that's on there, and there's some spectacular pieces in there.
Yeah, and there are quite a few. There's a lot of reference in the works to the landscape and different issues and concerns about the plants around the house as well, which are really also bringing attention to them in a very contemporary way.
Yeah, and there's some really impressive works there. We won't sort of foreshadow them too much, but they're well worth going down and seeing. People have been very creative in the way they've drawn inspiration from the landscape and the house and so on in ways you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, it's a very strong art prize this year.
Yeah, and unusual, in an unusual setting. There's sort of artworks are displayed in the rooms in the house, so they're set against not just a blank wall like you might find in a gallery, but in a in a, you know, a quite an impressive you know, residential setting.
Yeah, with it a gives historical the opportunity band. To read them in a lot of different ways, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and think about them from a different perspective.
Yeah, quite interesting. Now, there's more going on. You've spoken about Kids Day Out on the 27th of September, so we've got a couple of weeks until that one. Not this weekend, next weekend.
Yep.
And are there things beyond that?
Well, we've got coming up, we have Live at Lanyon on the 18th of October. So the Canberra Symphony Orchestra are coming down to perform again. And we've got local vocalist Kira Amosa performing. Mm. And the program has a lot of different styles of music. So there's jazz, soul, R&B, and lots of popular classics by, you know, artists like Stevie Wonder, Taylor Swift, Duke Ellington, Elton John. So it should be a really great night.
So can you paint a bit of a word picture as to what that looks like? Where is the orchestra? Where is the audience? What's the atmosphere that you're in?
Yeah, so again, the gardens, you were talking about the lawns where people can picnic for Kids' Day Out. And again, we use those lawns and open them right up just behind the homestead there. And people can file on in and find a seat on the lawn to listen to the orchestra. Again, bring a picnic, and then there's wine and food for sale. It's just a very relaxing night, evening, really, enjoying the landscape there.
Yeah, so we're into daylight saving by then, and I think it starts, is it 6 or 6.30? 4.30 to 6. Okay, yeah. So even better. So it's during daylight hours, twilight hours almost. If it's been a warm day, it will have cooled down a little bit.
Yeah.
And there'll be seats on the lawn, or is it bring your blanket or both?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how they're doing the seating this year, so stay tuned with the website.
Yeah, okay. So, and that brings us to the next thing. So how do you get tickets for that? Because that is a ticketed event, isn't it?
Yeah, so all of these ticketed events, Kids Day Out is ticketed as well. You can find the information and tickets on ACT Historic Places website.
Yeah, okay. Any other events you'd like to flag?
Oh, I think just, like I said, keep an eye on the website. There's always lots of things coming up. They're our main, it's our Floriade program and Live at Lanyon. So they're our big things
the
at the moment.
The two big things.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any final comments before we wrap up?
Oh, no. Just thanks for having me.
Okay. Well, thanks, Meredith. So I've been speaking with Meredith from the ACT Cultural Facilities Corporation about all of the events that are coming up at Lanyon Homestead over the next couple of weeks, starting with Kids Day Out on the 27th of September, so Saturday week. And then we've got Live at Lanyon with the Canberra Symphony Orchestra back on the 18th of October.